30 years old. Turning 30 is a milestone for most people, especially those of the generation that proclaimed it would never trust anyone over that age. To celebrate his own 30th in February 1985, Jobs threw a lavishly formal but also playful black tie and tennis shoes party for 1,000 in the ballroom of the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco. The invitation read, "There's an old Hindu saying that goes, in the first 30 years of your life, you make your habits. For the last 30 years of your life, your habits make you. Come help me celebrate mine." One table featured software moguls including Bill Gates and Mitch Kapoor. Another had old friends such as Elizabeth Holmes, who brought as her date a woman dressed in a tuxedo. Andy Hertzfeld and Burl Smith had rented tuxes and wore floppy tennis shoes, which made it all the more memorable when they danced to the Strauss waltzes played by the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. Ella Fitzgerald provided the entertainment, as Bob Dylan had declined. She sang mainly from her standard repertoire, though occasionally tailoring a song like "The Girl from Ipanema" to be about the boy from Cupertino. When she asked for some requests, Jobs called out a few. She concluded with a slow rendition of "Happy Birthday." Scully came to the stage to propose a toast to technology's foremost visionary. Wozniak also came up and presented Jobs with a framed copy of the Zoltair hoax from the 1977 West Coast Computer Fair, where the Apple II had been introduced. The venture capitalist Don Valentine marveled at the change in the decade since that time. He went from being a Ho Chi Minh lookalike, who never said trust anyone over 30, to a person who gives himself a fabulous 30th birthday with Ella Fitzgerald, he said. Many people had picked out special gifts for a person who was not easy to shop for. Debbie Coleman, for example, found a first edition of F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Last Tycoon. But Jobs, in an act that was odd yet not out of character, left all of the gifts in a hotel room. Wozniak and some of the Apple veterans, who did not take to the goat cheese and salmon mousse that was served, met after the party and went out to eat at a Denny's. It's rare that you see an artist in his 30s or 40s able to really contribute something amazing, Jobs said wistfully to the writer David Sheff, who published a long and intimate interview in Playboy the month he turned 30. Of course, there are some people who are innately curious, forever little kids in their awe of life, but they're rare. The interview touched on many subjects, but Jobs's most poignant ruminations were about growing old and facing the future. Your thoughts construct patterns like scaffolding in your mind. You are really etching chemical patterns. In most cases, people get stuck in those patterns, just like grooves in a record, and they never get out of them. I'll always stay connected with Apple. I hope that throughout my life I'll sort of have the thread of my life and the thread of Apple weave in and out of each other like a tapestry. There may be a few years when I'm not there, but I'll always come back. If you want to live your life in a creative way, as an artist, you have to not look back too much. You have to be willing to take whatever you've done and whoever you were and throw them away. The more the outside world tries to reinforce an image of you, the harder it is to continue to be an artist, which is why a lot of times artists have to say, "Bye, I have to go, I'm going crazy and I'm getting out of here," and they go and hibernate somewhere. Maybe later they reemerge a little differently. With each of those statements, Jobs seemed to have a premonition that his life would soon be changing. Perhaps the thread of his life would indeed weave in and out of the thread of Apple's. Perhaps it was time to throw away some of what he had been. Perhaps it was time to say, "Bye, I have to go," and then reemerge later, thinking differently.